Blessings of blessings of a God.
Sorry, I lied. Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of the Talk with Mimi. How are you all doing? How is the quarantine life going? I am your host, Mimi Abu, and it is all about the gist. I think I need to play I'm a Savage. Eh, classy, bougie, wretched. Okay, I'll be giving you spicy, calm, funny, heartbreaking, and crazy issues, also about myself, funny, seductive stories. Did I just mention seductive? Yes, I just did. Comment right up. Each episode will end with crazy things, African proverb as well, because I need to learn it too. We all need to learn it. I'm very sure most of us do know some things. I think I just heard the worst singing of my life. I heard my cousin singing now and I'm literally in tears. She said, okay, she was singing Uyo Meyo by Tenny. And she said, Ibiti daddy mi yode, my de be matu kojao. Ibiti mommy mi yode, my de be matu kojao. And she switched to Ori daddy mi ope, Ori mommy mi ope. Like seriously, she ruined the entire song. Why would you have to say Ori daddy mi ope? For those who don't understand Yoruba, she meant my dad is not mentally okay, my mom is not mentally okay. The funniest thing is that no one bothered to correct her. We all want to sing songs without knowing the lyrics. I myself am a victim. We all want to rhyme with the song here to sing rubbish. Like, seriously, what are we doing? The first time I heard Gang by Miyoko, I thought he said Chilling with the Monster, not knowing he said Chilling with the Most High. I kept singing Chilling with the Monster for weeks until a friend of mine said, what have you been singing? Did you try listening to this song properly, or did you bother to check the lyrics or Google it or do anything? I said, no, I'm very sure he said Chilling with the Monster. Like, seriously, I know it was rubbish, but most of Nigerian lyrics don't make sense at times. So I was like, okay, yes, it's definitely the monster. Until one day I finally saw the lyrics and I was like, wow, I just embarrassed my ancestors. Like, I'll be shouting monster, and everybody was looking at me. They'll be like, oh, this girl is not okay, she's not right now. Anyways, that one has passed. Also, when I heard, yes, I know most people made this mistake, it's not only me, I can't be the only one. When I heard Brown Skin Girl by Beyonce and Wizkid, I was shouting Bouncing Girl. Thank God I did not sing it publicly. The only mistake I made was, okay, I want to watch like a video on YouTube. Then I typed in Bouncing Girl. Then it brought out Brown Skin Girl. I was confused. I was like, what is wrong with you? So why would they give me Brown Skin Girl if I'm asking for Bouncing Girl? Like, it will be again. That's why they'll be giving you wrong information and everything. Then finally, I later saw a tweet on Twitter explaining the difference and all. I was like, wow, thank God I did not sing this song publicly. Like, sing before me, smart girl. Please and please, before you sing a song, check the lyrics. Try to sing what the artist actually sang in the song. Don't formulate things. I know it makes sense, not like it makes sense, but we actually enjoy singing rubbish. Most times I like the way it rolls on my tongue when I sing rubbish. I know some lyrics are not right, but yeah, I just like, okay, just let me sing it, since I don't know it, just let me do it my way. Please and please try to listen to every song and read the lyrics properly. I know musicians squeeze in lyrics and sing fast sometimes, but try to learn the lyrics as well. Last week I watched a movie titled Pink, and it is very, very, very interesting. It's about rape and the fighting against it. It is a nice movie, and I think you all should watch it. With everything going around in the country, the rape cases has increased, violence and all, everyone should try and stay safe and be protected as well. Also, don't forget to be vigilant. An African proverb, only a fool tests the depth of a river with both feet. I repeat, only a fool tests the depth of a river with both faith. And that's it on the talk with Mimi. I remain your host, Mimi Abu. Don't forget to like, also subscribe below. Mimi's out.